Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. Quite a bit's happened since we last spoke, so grab your coffee and get ready because we are jumping right into everything that went on in Hollywood over the past week. Here's what you missed. Unlike last week, there was a ton happening in relationship news this week. Besides the news that Jenna Kramer and her man split after just a few months, and the news that Lily Reinhart is officially off the market, there were so many more juicy headlines. On the bright end of the spectrum, we have the news that Bravo celebrities Paige DeSorbo and Craig Conover are becoming more serious than most of us thought. The two have decided to officially move in together, and this is big because their lives are based around their shows, which take place in their respective towns, his being Charleston and hers being New York. So they've been friends for a long time, but after really getting to know each other on the crossover show Winter House and hitting it off, starting a long-distance relationship, then they decided that it's just not what they wanted. About this, Craig said, quote, "Fortunately, we got out of the house, the Winter House. We actually flew to Mexico together and then spent a couple more weeks together. We don't really want to be long distance anymore. Like, it was great for a while, but after getting to spend so much time together, we didn't want to, like, wake up in the morning without each other," unquote. And from what they've shared, it seems like she'll be moving to Charleston with him and the two will be renovating his house to make it their home. I think that Paige is going to keep a place in New York City because she actually works there and films there. So for fans of the couple, this is really exciting. And I think personally, they're my favorite Bravo couple, so I cannot wait to see what happens and what this means for the other shows, because we also just got news that Craig's ex will be rejoining the Southern Charm cast. So, should be a lot of tea coming from this. Also in a hot and heavy relationship is Lizzo. And nope, it's not with Chris Pine, it's actually with actor Mike Wright. Though she hinted at having a man recently, they didn't actually step out together until they celebrated her birthday recently. They had dinner at Craig's and then got onto a party bus with her friends, which is very fitting for her. She confirmed that they were together on Radio Andy, and she seems really happy. Still twerking, still playing the flute. We love to see it all. In other news, many are questioning Hugh Jackman's sexuality, which is definitely no one's place, obviously, but his longtime wife finally had something to say. Though these rumors started about 15 years ago, Deborah Lee Furness is ready for it to all stop. About this, she says, quote, "How can people just make this up? It amazes me what these magazines continue to get away with. They're selling misery. People must be wanting to buy that other people are miserable because it makes them feel better about themselves. I mean, hello guys, if he was gay, he could be gay." She also said he didn't have to hide in the closet anymore. If he was gay, he'd be dating Brad Pitt or whatever. Not that Brad Pitt's gay, but you know what I'm saying, unquote. I mean, come on, people. They've been married since 1996. I think she, of all people, would know. Thank you and goodbye. Let's stop speculating. On the darker side of this topic, one of the most shocking headlines that we've witnessed in a while was Olivia Wilde being served custody papers from ex Jason Sudeikis while speaking on stage at CinemaCon. The two of them share two kids, and though Jason admitted that he did serve her, he said he had no knowledge of when or where the papers would be delivered, and if he had known this, he never would have allowed it to happen. She was speaking at the premiere for her new film, which is Don't Worry, Darling, which, by the way, stars Harry Styles, her new man, when someone walked onto the stage, handed her an envelope. While on the stage, she asked if it was for her, if it was a script, but the person didn't answer. She opened the envelope and had very little reaction, honestly. She was likely in shock from what she was reading and the way that all of this went down, but to be honest, I'm inclined to believe Jason that he wouldn't have allowed it to happen. He doesn't seem like someone who wants the world in his business. He's never really seemed like that. So why would he serve her custody papers in a way that would be so public and honestly damaging to their children? It's still not known why he's serving custody papers to her, because really, besides being like a traveling fangirl for her new man, she's not shown the public anything that would make people question her parenting. A lot goes on behind the scenes, as we all know. Not every case can be like Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. And speaking of movie premieres, there is so much happening in movies, TV, and music this week. Two great films have officially been given the green light to make a sequel. Those movies are The Batman, which is again going to be done by Warner Brothers and star Robert Pattinson. The first pulled in a whopping $760 million, so there's a lot of high hopes for the second, and more after that, they say. Also given the green light for one more go is A Quiet Place, which has earned almost $341 million on its initial release, and then the second one made about $297 million. Based on its success, it looks like it's going to, again, be done by my love, John Krasinski. And here's another shocking headline. After 8 years, James Corden has officially announced that he'll be leaving The Late Late Show after one more season. About this, he says, quote, "It's been a really hard decision to leave because I'm so immensely proud of the show. I'm thrilled to be extending for another year. I always thought I'd do it for 5 years and then leave. And then I stayed on. I've really been thinking about this for a long time, thinking whether there might be one more adventure that I want to go on. There's still some things that I feel like I want to do. I'd like to try and write. There are stories I'd like to tell. I'd like to see if I'm capable of that. The fact that it's terrifying is the reason to do it." Unquote. It's pretty unclear who will replace him or what he actually will go on to do, but now that the news is public, I think we'll know pretty soon who his replacement will be. And in a little bit of music news, fans are sad to hear that Halsey, who is a new mother, has been hospitalized for endometriosis. After telling fans not to worry if they're MIA, they say, quote, "Trying my best to keep things normal, Grammys, Coachella, etc." Then went on to say, "My body is putting up a strong protest and ultimately demanding that I slow down or stop for real this time, especially so I can be on the best shape for tour. I'm attending tomorrow for the first time in years, and I've had surgery again, you guessed it, 3 days ago. Only posting this to say that if you see me, be gentle. I'm fragile, fragile but excited," unquote. And this is a great moment for me to let you know that 11% of women actually have endometriosis, and it's rough. If you feel like you might have symptoms, if you're ever questioning your body, definitely talk to your doctor. There are ways that it can be treated and make your life more manageable. Moving on from this, still super random and super weird, Megan Fox has announced that she and Machine Gun Kelly occasionally drink each other's blood. How very Angelina Jolie of her. Anyway, after the internet blew up about this, she said, quote, "So I guess drink each other's blood might have misled people or have people imagining us with like goblets and Game of Thrones drinking each other's blood. It's just a few drops, but yes, we do consume each other's blood on occasion for ritual purposes only," unquote. And I have to laugh because, like, it's still weird. Like, it's just still weird. She said, "It's controlled, where it's like shed a few drops of blood and then we each drink it. He's much more haphazard and hectic or chaotic. He's willing to, like, cut open his chest with broken glass and say, 'Take my soul,'" unquote. I understand that she's saying this to clear things up, but I think people are still confused and think it's weird as hell. Also, being weird as hell is Amanda Bynes, who took to social media last week to share a few clips letting followers know that she's scared of her fiancé. That is not a laughing matter. She did claim that he's out of control watching porn and smoking crack. In a video, which she posted on Instagram, she says, quote, "Paul told me that he stopped taking his medication. He vandalized his mom's house." She went on to talk about how he's becoming violent and this violence is aimed at his mother, doing very weird things like placing fish under her bed. And then she talked about how his behavior is alarming. She's afraid of what he might do next and to whom. And she ends it by saying that she found his drugs and kicked him out of her house. It's not yet clear why she's announcing this so publicly. Maybe she just wants everybody to know in case something happens to her, but there's been no report of her going to the police or anything yet. However, I'm mentioning this because the videos are very strange, and I would compare them, like, the feeling that they gave me was that same feeling I got when I saw those Elisa Lam videos from the Cecil Hotel, you know, the ones where she's getting on the elevator and you're kind of like, this just does not feel right. It makes me feel weird inside. Yep. This video gave me the same exact vibe. So if you want to see it for yourself, go ahead and check out the link in my show notes. And my last headline that's just random, though everybody I'm sure knows about it, is the fact that Elon Musk is officially purchasing Twitter for $44 billion. So what happened? Well, once this news was announced, tons of people left the platform and tons of people joined. And unfortunately, it looks like it's getting political. Two examples that I pulled from Insider were this. Katy Perry, who campaigned for Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton in 2016 and then performed at the 2021 celebration for Joe Biden, has lost 200,000 followers. Meanwhile, Republican politicians are getting mass spikes of user fluctuations. Obama lost 300,000 followers a day, while Trump gained 90,000. So this uptick, they're crediting to a lack of shadow bans, which are kind of hard to explain. So if you really are interested in knowing more, you can kind of look up what shadow ban means. But many think that he wants to buy this platform to really hone in on his stance of freedom of speech, which could totally be true. But here's what it comes down to. Whether you agree or not, the great news is that Twitter is mostly a dying platform. And so if you aren't happy with this, you can just delete your account. Similar to what everybody did on Facebook, it's going to be a great place for people that are like-minded to meet. And if you don't agree with it, you know, you're not missing out on much because a lot of people don't use the platform anyways. And finally, I'll leave you with great news. Bravo's Andy Cohen has welcomed a new baby girl in the world. He kept it totally under wraps, and now that she's here, he shared the news with us, giving us pictures and telling us that her name is Lucy, which I love so much. That's it for this week's headlines. Don't forget you can read more details on each by clicking the link in my show notes. If you see any headlines you want covered or have thoughts on this week's, DM me on Instagram @MeganTheMorningPodcast, and I'll be back next week to catch you up on the latest pop culture news.